Good news, Daisy. You've been cleared to stay with me until you're ready to leave. This is kind of a huge deal. You're the first outsider to be allowed to stay with us in over 300 years. You should be proud of yourself. Sure, I did have to grovel a bit and promise that you would be on your best behavior, but I think I'm safe to say that you will be, yes? That's what I figured. You probably want to get off our little planet and back in the sky, exploring the stars and doing whatever it is that you did. What is your job anyway? Interesting. I don't think I've ever met one before. In my town, I'm a healer and scout. I think that's why you were allowed to stay. If anyone else had vouched for you without medical training, then you might have just been left there. That's kind of scary to think about, isn't it? It would have been a shame to miss out on knowing someone as wonderful as you, Flower. I've seen you go from comatose patient to someone alert and able to move in just a few days. Thanks to my hard work and your determination, of course. Do you feel proud of yourself? You should. I don't know anyone that could take what you've been subjecting yourself to. To make the transition a bit smoother, I started asking around to see if anyone would be willing to help you rebuild your ship. A few actually said yes. It seems that most can work on it for a few hours each day if you are willing to help them out with a few tasks around the house. Nothing you can't handle, right? That's what I thought. I told them it sounded like a deal, so I hope you don't mind me speaking on your behalf. Besides, how long do you think it's going to take to rebuild your ship? Oh, that's really quite soon. You don't think it's going to take longer? I'm just saying that it could take longer than that, right? I mean, you're not going to be leaving me this place so soon, are you? But you've only just started to get better, Daisy. You don't want to overexert yourself for anything. You're going to take it slow and not push yourself to get out of here quicker. I know you're wanting to leave, but if you injure yourself in the process, you're only going to slow yourself down. I don't want that to happen. I don't want you to reopen an injury. I'll be sure to monitor you every day. It's for the best. I don't think I can trust you to not overwork yourself. Plus, if you want me to be completely honest with you, I don't think I'm ready to say goodbye to you yet. I've grown quite fond of you these past few days, and I've been harboring a parasocial relationship with you for a little longer than that, Flower. I would just hate to miss out on the chance to get to know you simply because you're in a rush to leave this place. I mean, look around you. Lush green forests, fresh air in your nose, bright blue skies above. This place is paradise, isn't it? That's what I mean. It would be nice to have someone like you around. Even if it is for a little bit. Any time I get to spend with you is time that I'm going to enjoy. You're the first new person I've met in my entire life. I like you, Daisy. I like you a lot. I can't express the feelings you bring up inside me, not well, at least. I'm not sure if I ever felt this way about anyone, if I'm being honest. But you're special, Flower. I don't want you to leave so soon. not before I get the chance to know you. So promise me something, Daisy. Promise me that you aren't going to leave this place before you're ready and that you're going to give us a chance. Please. Please promise me that. Thank you. I know it might sound a bit crazy, but I couldn't fall asleep last night. I was worried about you. Whether you were going to overexert yourself, end up reopening the gash on your thigh, or if you're going to re-break some bones and I'm going to have to personally reattach the muscles again. My head's been spinning. I don't want to see you in that condition ever again. I've grown to enjoy your company too much for you to get hurt like that. You're not a lone wolf anymore, Daisy. You have at least one person supporting you, caring about you. Whether you're on my planet or not, it doesn't matter. I'm going to think about you. You've made an impression on everyone here, including me, whether you wanted to or not. And I know you haven't left this room, so it sounds crazy to you. But word spreads of the outsider we let in. Of course people are curious. They talk about you. About us. They all think I have a thing for you. Crazy, right? I think it is. Sure, I got you off yesterday with my mouth, but that was a present. I wanted to make you feel good for all the pain you went through the day before that. And the only reason I started seeding when you were in pain that first day was because you looked so pretty when you cried. I couldn't help it. I'm having natural responses to having such an attractive person this close to me and responding to my touches. If that is what having a crush is, then fine. I guess I have a crush on you, Daisy. That's why I don't want you to leave. Because I like you. And I want to see if this can go anywhere. For once in my life, I feel like I have something that is just my own. I don't want to let it go. Not yet. So please, stay. Even if it's just for another week and your ship gets rebuilt in 3 days, won't you regret it if you don't see if we could be something? I'm asking a lot of you. I know. I don't even know why I'm trying to convince someone who doesn't want to be here to stay. But if I didn't take this chance, I would regret it for the rest of my life. Can't blame a girl for trying, right? Please. Stay here. Just a little bit longer. Take your time with the ship. Let your body repair itself completely and let the healing stick. Hang out with me for the time being. There's no rush. Space is still going to be there whether you leave in an hour or in a month. You aren't going to miss out on something by taking care of yourself and being gentle with your body. You're hurt, Flower. I've done what I could, I have. But with how badly you were injured, it's going to take more than just me. The only thing that can make you 100% is time, Flower. You know that. So why not spend it here with someone who cares about you? You don't have to be alone, Daisy. I'm sure you aren't used to having others around to lean on. But you do now. You don't have to be so tough with me. You can be soft and weak and need to be taken care of. I'm not going to take advantage of that. I could never do that to you. You shine so brightly, Daisy. So, why don't we take advantage of the fact that we're together and we have something, right? I've already gotten you off quite a bit. I hear your moans in my sleep, replay them when I'm touching myself. Think about your sweet face contorted in pleasure as you scream my name. But we haven't done it the proper way in my culture. I want to spores you, flower. I want to touch you and watch part of me bloom on you. The roots grow around your most sensitive part, stroking, squeezing, pulsing against you, watching more and more of my little spores sprout all over your body, releasing bursts of pleasure throughout your system. I want to show you how good you make me feel, how much I have been resisting you in the name of being honorable. But if you're planning on leaving my care today, that means you're no longer my patient, right? Which means that this is totally ethical. I'm not giving you a reward for handling pain well, nor am I giving you treatment that makes you come accidentally. No. This is one person helping another person out. And then suddenly there's a spark. We both want to see where this goes, don't we? And you want to feel my spores working against you, bringing you pleasure, right? Then there's no point in waiting. You're healed enough to do this if you take it easy. You'll let me do all the hard work, won't you? Good. Maybe in another week, when I do your next checkup, we can assess what you can and can't do. But for right now, you are meant to be relaxing and having others take care of you. Not just anyone survives a crash landing like that. You're amazing, Daisy. So take a deep breath for me. The spores are going to feel very intense and very wet. Very, very wet with an all-encompassing pressure against you. You're going to feel nothing but wet, tight heat, vacuum sealed against you, flower. And it's going to drive you insane with pleasure, isn't it? See? Like this. It feels good, doesn't it? The roots start to shift and move around, stabilizing a part of myself against you. Oh, yes. Feeling how I completely surround your pleasure spot, leaving no room for any air to escape. Sealing you against me. The pressure starting to build as I move against you. Oh, that's right, flower. Oh, you take it so well. Oh, this feels nothing like my mouth, does it? And it feels even better than when I was reconnecting your tissue, doesn't it? Yes. Nothing but overwhelming pleasure flooding your system as you look into my pitch black eyes. Oh, yes. Oh, that's it. That's right. You feel really good, Daisy. Yes, you do. Moving against me, rocking your hips as my spores continue to take root, pulsing around you as more start to sprout all over. A few growing over your chest, a few popping up on your inner thighs, your neck, your shoulders. A shock of intense pleasure follows every time a new one sprouts on you. It feels so good, right? Oh, that's right. You never know where it's going to come next. All you know is that it feels good and comes when you least expect it, right? Oh, that's it. Doing so good for me. You're feeling good, yeah? Oh, that's good. That's what I want. You're taking me so well, making me feel so good. That's it. Your own enjoyment grows with every increase in pressure against you. Oh, the friction growing with every buck of my hips, grinding against my cushioned skin as you take me. Oh, that's right. The spores sucking against your nipples while my roots engulf you, working against you. That's right, getting you closer to coming. Oh, that's it, flower. You feel really good, don't you? Me too, Daisy. Fuck me too. Oh, fuck right there. Those noises you make are even better when I know I'm the cause of it. Knowing that you're making these sounds in pleasure, not for treatment, well, it makes it that much better. Oh, you sound so fucking good, flower. Yes, you do. Don't want you to ever stop talking. Ever stop making noise. You sound too good to keep it all to yourself. That would be selfish, flower. It's not good to be selfish, is it? Oh, fuck, that's right. Oh, moan louder for me. You sound amazing, encouraging me to fuck you harder, to take more of you. Oh, you so readily give it up too, don't you? Oh, just look at you. Look so good underneath me, spreading your legs wider so that I have more access, so my spores can play with you more. I'm falling apart as they pulse away against you. Oh, fuck. Two spores unrelenting against your nipples. Another one sucking a hickey onto your pulse points. All while you are falling apart from the pleasure against your most sensitive parts. Oh, completely engulfed in my tight, wet heat. Vibrating, pulsating, sucking away. Oh, my spores feel so good, don't they? Oh, yes. You love them, don't you? Oh, that's right. So good for me, flower. Oh, just like that. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I can feel myself getting closer the more I work you. Oh, fuck, that's right. You never know. You never know when the next spore is going to pop up next, do you? All you know is that it feels good, huh? Yeah, that's right. Doing so good for me. Oh, fuck. That's right. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, fuck. You're making me feel so good. It's not too much, is it? No. No, it's not. Wouldn't want you to get overstimulated so quickly, Flower. Oh, you're so responsive. I have to keep an eye on you. Make sure I'm not doing too much. Oh, come on, Daisy. Just like that, yeah. Oh, taking me so well. Look at you. Doing such a good job. Oh, looks so good taking me like this. Seeing your body being encapsulated by part of me. My roots marking bits of you as their own as your pleasure continues to grow. Oh, fuck. You've been falling apart against me. Against my spores. Your own need to come getting closer with every passing second. Oh, that's right. Every thrust against you gets you closer to coming, doesn't it? Of course it does. It feels so good. The spores working you, not letting up. Just creating more friction, more tension, more pleasure for you. Oh, fuck. You can't escape it even if you wanted to. Roots covering your body, helping you remain in the position I want, letting me have even more access to your naked body. Oh, you're so gorgeous, Daisy. You know that? It's true. You are. Never found anyone like you. Oh, it's too fucking good, Flower. You feel like a dream. Oh, I can feel myself getting closer the more I work you. My spores doing most of the work, bringing us both closer to the edge. Oh, fuck, that's right. You're gonna wait to come with me, aren't you? That's my good little flower. Knew you were always going to wait for me. Oh, you wanna impress me, don't you? After all, I've seen you fall apart more times than I can count at this point. Tears streaming down your cute face as you beg for something. Something you aren't even aware of. Getting closer to your own orgasm without permission. You aren't even sure how you're supposed to feel. Your lewd body getting overwhelmed with sensations. Oh, fuck. Oh, while my spores don't let up, just continuing to work you. Oh, that's it. You're doing so good, taking me so well. Oh, that's it, Flower. Don't stop. Don't fucking stop. Oh, that feels good. You're amazing. Moaning like that as you melt into the pleasure. Oh, so pretty for me. You look so good like this. All pathetic and desperate for me. Oh, there's no point in trying to hold it off. Not when it feels this good. You're going to be coming sooner rather than later, aren't you? Oh, fuck, that's right. The pulsing has only increased the closer I get. You're gonna come with me, Flower. Yes, you are. Going to be a good flower for me and come when I tell you to, aren't you? Oh, fuck. There's nothing you love more than praise from me, is there? Of course there isn't. Coming on command, coming with me, that's the ultimate form of praise. You can do it. I know you can, Daisy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like that. doing such a good job of making me feel good. Getting closer to the edge as the spores... as the spores continue to work you. Oh, your nipples are reduced to nothing but hardened buds. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Your orgasm's so close, isn't it? Oh, you want to come for me, don't you, flower? Oh, yes. Yes, you're so pretty. Love how you take me, Daisy. You're so good for me. Oh, yes, you are. And that means you get to come. Oh, come on. Come on, you can do it. So fucking close. Come with me, flower. You're so good for me, making me feel so good. Taking everything I give you so well. Oh, now come with me. Come from my touch. My spores, from how good I'm making you feel. Oh, come with me. So you'll stay, right? Just for another week. We can see from there if you want to stay longer. I really don't want to say goodbye to you. Not yet. I want to keep having fun with you, taking care of you and making you come. I don't want to ruin this moment by thinking about the future. I just want to enjoy your company and hold you in my arms. I want to make sure you're back to 100% health, that you don't overexert yourself. I'll take care of you for as long as you'll let me, Daisy. I don't want you going back out there into the universe thinking that no one is worried about you, that no one cares about you, because it's wrong. I'll be thinking about you. Every single goddamn day, I'm going to be thinking about you, Daisy. So you need to start being safer, okay? Thank you. Now come on, let's get you home. I told you, you've been cleared to move in with me. You didn't think you would be staying in this room, did you? Dumbass. Come on, let's move you in.